Hi, this is Steve Iannarone with SI2 Barbecue, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland and in studio. He's a man that is in everyone's life when it comes to Chicago and the barbecue scene. He is such an integral part with his hand on the pulse of everything happening in the competition world, in the fun world, in the barbecue world. It's the one and only Steve Iannarone. Steve, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me.
So people know you as kind of the driving force, the administrator, the overarching, omnipotent, and benevolent ruler of the Chicago barbecue scene on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. We love having the space on Facebook and all the interaction with our members.
Now, you don't just talk about it. You actually walk the walk, too, right? You're the pit master, the team. And are you the team owner? Is it like a NASCAR thing for SI2 Barbecue?
It's more of just being the cook and bringing out people, family, who want to participate in the competition and be a part of the events.
As we get into summertime, you know, especially in Chicago, I think it happens all across the country, but Chicago has a love affair with backyards, with barbecue, with grilling. I don't think there's a time frame that it fits into. You know, a lot of the barbecue stars think that this is like the season, right? You know, but Chicago, you know, we love to do this year round. So people are in tune with it and people love it, but not everybody is as in tune with a lot of the things that are going on, especially on the competition side. It's the kind of thing that you maybe see on television, Destination America, you know, BBQ Pitmasters, and you see some of these guys on TV. But there are a lot of great, very accomplished championship teams that are in and maybe a little under the radar for average listeners here in the Chicagoland area. So talk a little bit about that, because you cover all sorts of great things on the cooking, food, culinary scene related to barbecue, but also the team and competition side.
That's absolutely right, Dane. There's amazing teams in the Chicago area. Just most recently, Steamboat Barbecue of Wheaton took third place in the world in Whole Hog down in Memphis in May.
Right.
Amazing pitmaster John Bovenet over there in Steamboat and Wheaton. Can't say enough about their team and their cooking abilities. And amongst the other leaders in Team of the Year with KCBS that are from the Chicago area.
Now, what is it that people don't necessarily know as far as, and what do you think as far as the mystery of it? You know, everyone loves to get out and everyone loves barbecue. I think it is one of the most kind of universally appreciated forms of eating and cooking. But as far as the competition side, how hard is it for people to get involved? I know KCBS, and we're going to have a bunch of teams, and we're going to highlight and promote a lot of that. So I don't want to say lifestyle, right, but ways to participate. But what is it about the competition side that maybe a lot of listeners don't know?
That's a great question, Dane. So there are about three ways that a team can really get, or individuals can get into the KCBS. One, they can register and become a judge and go through a judge training course. Two, they can just practice their barbecue skills and be part of KCBS Backyard, meaning they're just going to be cooking chicken and ribs against other teams of very new and unpracticed skill set. And then there's the way to move up to the pro level where you're cooking all four proteins in KCBS. You'll be doing chicken, ribs, pork shoulder, and then the ever-present beef brisket.
Ah, is it the holy grail of the barbecue world?
Absolutely.
Of the meat world. And here's the thing is Westmont, and you heard of listeners to the program and people who pay attention to the stuff that we do with Bill and Wendy and Winces in the food segments, is we got a chance to promote the Westmont Red, White, and Barbecue Contest, which is a great festival. Ty Warner Park, it's big. It's fun. People come from all over the suburbs, but people come from all over the country to participate in that particular KCBS Barbecue Contest. Here's one thing I saw is that you have had people from all over the place, that it was a super well-respected, well-regarded contest, and that it's kind of a communal atmosphere, right? You know, obviously you're competing, it's a friendly competition with each other, but the teams really seem to either know each other, like each other, appreciate each other. It's a great community.
Absolutely. We had the opportunity to sit down with the current points leader in KCBS, Boomerang Barbecue, Matt Sanchez. He has a great team, and he's very approachable, willing to talk to you about barbecue in his personal life as well. I think that's all about the entire group that comes out to cook barbecue, is that everyone's willing to talk to you and take time out to answer your questions.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for Chicago barbecue scene and ways that people can kind of get involved, get in on sort of that conversation when it comes to barbecue, and kind of learn some of the ways that they can not only get in on the conversation, but also in on the cooking too. We'll have links up for KCBS as well, because there's a great presence here in the Chicagoland area that may not be as well known as it can be. And one of the things that we're doing and excited to have, you were the absolute very first person to sign up. You'll be competing with it. I think you're going to be sharing a little insight and information, a little bit of knowledge, right?
Right.
With some of the campers and some of the teams and some of the NASCAR and racing fans, because coming up in a couple weeks, we've got the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway. One of the things listeners know is obviously I'm a huge, you know, enthusiast of the barbecue world and know and have worked with a lot of those top names in barbecue, but also on the motorsport side. I was there at the groundbreaking for Chicagoland Speedway with Dale Earnhardt Sr. I've covered, you know, I've been on the track for the Indy 500, the Daytona 500, and so many great personalities in racing. And I can't think, even though you can tailgate for a couple hours for a Bears game, is that for a Sunday NASCAR race, people show up on Wednesday to start tailgating. So they're into the whole thing. And I think that racing fans, the racing community, the drivers themselves, and barbecue has probably the strongest connection.
Absolutely. It'll be great to connect with those fans and individuals who are interested in barbecue and share a lot of our knowledge and experience. And we have a few special prizes for those who attend our session from some of our sponsors.
Wow. Okay. Surprises sounds good, typically, right? It could be some good extra perks built into it. And before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about the participation. Some of the people that are going to be there, Myron Mixon, the winningest man in barbecue, is going to be there with his best-selling book, Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Also, in addition to Myron, a Hall of Famer in the barbecue world, Chris Lilly, multi-time world champion. He is going to be there kind of sharing, you know, some of their careers and some of their insight and meeting and greeting with the fans. But on the competition side, you know, we're going to have Brad Leininger from Getting Basted. He's going to be in on it. I know Tim Shear from Shake and Bake. Those guys were 1 and 2 in KCBS last year. So we got some great contenders. And then some of the other ones that I know you're aware of, like who else are we going to see there that we should be excited about?
Oh, you'll see Biggie's Barbecue. You'll see Blue Island Barbecue. You'll see Pity Q Barbecue. And of course, our team, SI2 Barbecue.
That's right. The dark horse, right? Now, I don't want to say that. Maybe you're the front runner. Who knows? It's going to be exciting. We're excited to share not only all that action, but a lot of the cool racing elements. We'll build in some of the drivers into some of the fun and the trophy and so much great stuff. We'll keep people updated as well. And before we let you go, let the listeners know how they can get in on Chicago Barbecue Scene. If you've got a website, people can kind of follow along in your adventures or other things they should know.
Absolutely. So, Dane, all they have to do is come to Facebook to Chicago Barbecue Scene and just request to be a member. There's a couple simple, really cool questions about barbecue they have to answer.
You've got to, like, the bouncer, right? You got the doorman there to kind of take charge.
But we've got about 700 members now, and once we get to 1,000, we'll be doing another giveaway. When we hit 500, we gave away about 20 different spices and rubs and sauces, and once we hit 1,000, we'll do the same as well.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to be having the listeners are hearing you right now to meet you up close and in person, get a little bit of inside information, and maybe a special surprise as well. So, Steve, we're going to let you get back to it. All the things that you're doing, hand on the pulse of the barbecue world. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having us, Dane.